Welcome once again to the only podcast that matters. The most wonderful show in the universe. Yeah, am I bragging? Sure. Why not? Here's what we're going to do today. Here's what we're going to do. Buckle up, everybody. It's going to be fun. This is going to be fun, funny, insightful, news-driven, with a little sprinkling of Hollywood and video games. We got the Gimlet on the other end of the line. She's got so much information, you guys. It's like, get ready. Get ready. Are you ready, Gimlet?
I'm ready.
You were born ready, baby. All right, so here's what I want to do. Before it gets, it's always a struggle against the gloom and doom. It's a struggle. And the struggle is real. I'm going to start off by telling you guys, you're stronger than you think. You're stronger than you know, and you can do it. You're thinking, should I reopen? I bet I could do it safe. I have masks. Should I? I'm here to tell you, you can. I'm here to tell you, it'd be a good thing. Recent events have come to light. The more I learn about Obamagate, which we got to dive into, and the more I learn about the Wuhan and the treatment and lack of treatment, and the more I learn about the whole thing. I've taken my time. I've measured twice. I'm cutting once. We have to get going. The cure is going to be worse than the disease, so they say. So I'm not going to have this fight on Facebook. I scroll by those people. I feel bad for them. You're afraid. You watch the news and you're afraid. I'm sorry. The rest of us have to go. The rest of us are going to go. And it's like a pool, right? You're like, I'm not jumping in there. It's going to be horrible. And then somebody jumps in. They start swimming around. You're like, it kind of looks fun. And then more people jump in. That's the way this is going to go.
It's going here.
And those success stories need to be shouted from the mountaintops. And the truth about this thing need to be shouted from the mountaintops. And the way other countries' success goes or failure goes, let's be cognizant of them both. But the media's total deafness to Sweden. Sweden's fallen off the map. Sweden has fallen off the map. Like Bernie Sanders, it used to be like all Sweden all the time coming out of Bernie's mouth. And now Sweden bucked the trend. They did their own thing. They're like, good for you, everybody else. Enjoy your lockdowns. We're going to roll the dice on herd immunity. It's paying off. It's working. It has not, the streets of Sweden are not littered with corpses. So
no.
Herd immunity. This whole waiting around for a vaccine, the survival rate is fantastic. I get bored of the stats.
99.8.
Yeah. You're listening to 99.8, the Good for Life podcast. So this is where I go to the asking the questions. Why? Why would the media handle it like this? Why are they doing such gloom and doom? Why are they doing that? Because there is a hopefully unplanned side effect. The unplanned side effect of this whole thing, and I'm putting unplanned in air quotes for now, is that, yes, the economy crashes and people stay home and more unemployed and meet more people, and then it'll come back in the fall, and then it's a boon. If you are a liberal, if you lean to the left in this country, it is a boon to you. Because it appears as though this is just an act of God. That's the other thing. Like, no one is inquisitive about where this thing came from. Like, that's fallen off the map. But I get ahead of myself. If you lean to the left, you're like, you're going to get everything you want. You're going to go, look at this. The hospitals need help. We got to give more money to the hospitals. And we're going to give more money to the hospitals. You know, we might as well just make healthcare for free. You can't charge somebody. It's immoral to charge somebody for saving their life, right? So healthcare has to be free. And we've told these people they can't work, and they can't work because it's terrifying outside, and it's a death sentence if you step outside. So we got to give people a basic living wage to stay home and do nothing and listen to the government. That these are your leaders. They keep referring to these people as our leaders, and it drives me absolutely bonkers. I've already fallen off the optimism. I said it wouldn't be gloom and doom, but like, these are elected
I'll do
representatives.
optimism.
Go for it. I'll just wrap it up with this. This is why it has to be a gut check in terms of you make the decision. It is about your life. It is about your liberty. It is about your freedom. Some people will get in trouble. Some people are going to get arrested. Some people, it's not going to go. It won't be easy. The choice is yours to make. I'm encouraging everyone to make that decision, and I'm hoping the decision weighs to the side of freedom, to the freedom of this. So, Gimlet, hook me up with some good news, some optimism.
The state of Georgia has started its reopening process. It started a little bit slow. People
Yeah.
seemed a little bit nervous, but my little town traffic is back to normal, other than the only decreases up around the schools. Parents aren't picking up their kids because the schools are still closed. But people are showing up at the local restaurants. The staff has to wear a mask, but people are hugging each other around the neck again. People are, I mean, it's great to be out and about again. My gym is opened. I can get my abs back. So excited.
Nice.
And then, but you just see people kind of almost take a big, it's not that bad, right?
Well,
And
this is
it's
true.
just, if you look at the numbers, even the Atlanta mayor had to point it out. Of course, she gave herself credit, which I still don't understand. My governor took all kinds of crap, all kinds of crap, right? For saying he
Yes.
was going to reopen. I mean, even Martha McCallum was giving him the business. And we've done a lot more testing, and the percent positive has actually gone down, maybe owing to 80 degree weather and a lot of sun. Which supposedly works really well.
Mayhaps.
Mayhaps. And the same thing is happening in Florida, and the same thing is happening in Texas. And then you sit there and watch the media go, Texas had more new cases last week than they've had since the
Yes.
pandemic started. And then
Yes.
no, they
They're
did more
all,
tests. That's what happened.
but they don't go with that. They don't
No,
go with that. And that's
no.
where you start to see patterns. And that's what has me really concerned. The way my mind is working, the way my mind is operating, the questions I'm asking myself and you on this show and other people, I don't like where it goes to. I don't like where this goes to. It was already bad enough. Oh, and trust me, we're going to talk about Obamagate. But it was already bad enough that the media did such a horrible disservice to themselves and journalism with the Russia collusion. Russia, Russia, Russia for years and years and years. And they were wrong. They were wrong. 100% wrong. No apologies, no nothing. It's just on to the next, which is, oh, Ukraine impeachment, Ukraine impeachment. They were wrong, wrong, wrong again. And then here they go again. And it's like it's like being on a Viking ship or like a Roman slave galley. They just keep beating these drums, and we're all just expected just to row, just blindly row and listen to them. I don't, it's very disconcerting. It's very disconcerting. And yes, I know, listen, I know that people do die from this thing. And every life is precious in the whole nine yards. But when Cuomo from New York, let's compare and contrast your guy down there in Georgia, and then you got Cuomo in New York. You got the governor of Florida and Cuomo in New York. Cuomo, how many people is that guy responsible for killing? Like, for real. Like, he
Oh,
killed
him
them.
and the woman in Pennsylvania, which is getting no coverage.
It's like Cuomo. Like, if you test positive for COVID, you got to go to the nursing home. And in the same breath, he's doing press conferences about, oh, this is transmissible, about this, and we need masks and we need ventilators and send those people to the old folks home. And he knows they're the most at risk. Like, he's
And his
sending,
approval rating went up.
which means the media still has a lot of power. It means they're still doing a good job at swaying public opinion. And that's where I'm like, it's shocking to me. It's just shocking to me, and it saddens me. So it's fuel to my fire, you know, to keep going, keep going, keep going. And that's one of the reasons I'm going to Dallas next week to do jokes. I mean, Christ on a pony. I know it's just jokes, but it's something. You know, I can
Well,
put
yeah,
my money where my mouth is.
we were all talking. There's a drive-in movie theater up in Blue Ridge. So, a bunch of us want to go to the drive-in movie theater just to have a good time.
Go for it.
You know, but I mean, it's so nice to be able to go shopping and buy a cute new shirt. And it's so
Yeah.
nice to be able to sit with my girls outside on the patio and have a beverage or two and giggle about what went on last week. Like, you just, and even now, like when I first went out, there were kind of people missing from our little clique, a couple of older couples and things like that. They're back now.
Yes.
They're
Well,
like,
I'm
you know, I'm
happy for
tired
you
of not
guys.
living.
I'm happy for you guys. But my heart goes out to the people in New York, that my heart goes out to the people in Los Angeles and in California and in Oregon and Michigan and all that
Oh
stuff.
my God.
And this
Well, she just got
constant
slapped by the Supreme Court, I think. Oh no, that was Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
Wisconsin, but this constant drumbeat from the media, and they're not going to learn their lesson. They're not going to learn their lesson. And I am in total Andrew Breitbart mode now. Like, they all have to go. They all have to go. I'm talking like CNN has to go. Like, that has to be, there needs to be criminal charges filed. They need to be, like, as an institution, I want a completely new landscape. I want a completely new journalistic landscape. We
I think it's
cannot go
coming.
on like this.
I
We
think it's
need to
coming.
accelerate the process. We need to make it go faster. It's like right now, Georgia's opening up, Florida's opening up, these little, you know, with
Texas.
Republican governors, Texas is opening
A lot
up,
of blue
yada
ones,
yada.
too, though. I think there's a total of 34 now that have some kind of stuff in process.
That's great. And if
Yeah.
you look at it, if you look at, like, and it comes down to leverage. And for people who are listening to this show, for people, this is why I encourage you to like and share and leave comments. Numbers, numbers, numbers. Right now, Elon Musk had a lot of leverage in California,
I love
right?
that.
And this is why there's strength in numbers. And I'm not talking about being a sheep, but I'm telling you guys, we can be a lot more effective as a group of people, as a leftist party group of people, if there's more of us. So it gives us leverage. You know, it's like the tiny people on the dust speck. You know, we are here, we are here, we are here. It's like that. So Elon Musk told California, you're full of it. This is insanity. I'm
I'm
leaving.
leaving.
Even though he didn't have another plant to go to, even though he would have had to completely start it up somewhere else, but California and that one lady, you know, told him he could go, you know, choke on a dick or whatever she said.
Yeah.
And
She's
they
delightful. She caused like thousands and thousands of people their jobs in California with her stupid contractor law.
Yeah, well, California backed down and they granted Elon Musk a special dispensation. And guess what? He gets to open back up. That's what I'm talking about. These
If
are
I were him,
not,
I'd move anyway.
Oh, absolutely. He's a moron if he doesn't. He's a moron if he doesn't. I mean, I know he likes the whole LA lifestyle and being there in Hollywood and all that stuff, but dude, you can jet over from Nevada. Here's the deal. They don't think we're going to raise a state. It's the media and the way it's that whole Ben, oh, who was that guy? Ben Rhodes. From the Obama administration, listen, they were not telling the truth about Russia collusion. They were not telling the truth, or putting all the spin in the world they wanted on it, for Ukraine and all of it. They're trying to tell us that Obamagate, oh, there's no real story there. It's all very commonplace. You know, it's a look the other way.
Lies.
They cannot keep their politics out of the story. They cannot. There was that New York Times reporter who was just on MSNBC saying that Trump was dumber than a 3-year-old and just like this vicious. And that he wasn't an opinion guy. This is not an opinion guy in the New York Times. This is supposed to be a regular journalist. So they can't keep their politics out of the story. They can't be objective. There is a group agenda. There is a group. Life would be better if we were more of a socialist country. And that, I believe, that is what they are pushing. They're pushing a liberal agenda. And we have to fight harder now than ever. Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. So that was supposed to be like a pep talk. I think it was somewhat close. We're gonna talk a little bit, we gotta get into Obamagate and the Flynn of it all. And the unmasking and the who was unmasked and why weren't they masked and why were they listening and what were they doing? And then, of course, the media is going to tell us it's all a non-story. This is just a distraction from Joe Biden. We're going to rail on Joe Biden for a little bit. I'm going to be spitting nails about Nancy Pelosi and the HERO Act. I'm going to be spitting nails. And I've got a little bit of vitriol for trouble I see brewing. I have some warnings for Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham. I have some warnings for the GOP. So stick around. We have a lot more show. We have so much more show. Gonna be a good time.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy.
We're back, and it is time for Obamagate. Obamagate. It wasn't me, Obamagate. I'm the lyrical gangster. It we gotta get in. Yes, that was lovely. You're excited, right?
Oh, because now every time I hear his name, I think of that phone call he had with like 3,000 of his besties, and like literally, I hear his voice in my head, and my eye starts to twitch.
We're going to lose the rule of law. We are in
Stop!
Danger. Obamagate. It wasn't me. I'm the lyrical gangster, the rule of law. I did some of my best work. I'm doing some of my best work ever on the videos. I did an original song called Obama Knew, which I just thought was really, I hesitate to use the word genius, but like Obama Knew, like it was everywhere on Twitter.
Acapella, ukulele?
No, guitar, nice. Mama. And then the lyrics, I'm like, I'm worried about the lyrics. And then Diamond and Silk had this great tweet, this epic tweet. It was like Obama Knew, Biden Knew, Brennan Knew, FBI Knew, CIA Knew. And so like I used that as the lyrics and I'm like, this one's gonna explode. It did not do as well as I thought. But I had a great time. Obamagate. Now listen, America, and all our ships at sea and our wonderful overseas listeners. Hey, if you're listening overseas, and I'm being very serious. If you're listening overseas, leave a message over at the comment section. We post this on Mondays, over the Loftus Party. Leave a comment. I want to know where you're listening from. Yes, I could. I could look into the data and find out and go through iTunes and blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of work for me. The easiest thing is for you to go, hey, I'm listening in, you know, Australia, or I'm listening in Canada, whatever it is. Let us know. Now, sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd is going to tell us that this next segment is a waste of time. Sleepy-eyed Chuck Todd, who can no longer, listen, I didn't trust him before, but that dude, when he did his selective edit, of Big Billy Barr, the Attorney General, the other day, that was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Listen,
should have been forced to apologize on air.
I think he did.
Did he? I never saw the clip of him doing it. I just saw the tweet, and I'm like, that's some weak sauce right there, people.
He didn't know. That's what he said. I didn't know. If I would have been aware, normally I look, and I didn't have a chance to look, and if I would have been aware, blah, 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 blah.
Did you fire the producer? That would be my question.
No one ever gets fired. It's crazy. And going to, listen, I'm not in the news business, but I come from the situation comedy. I come from like legitimate television. There is no way that was an accident. There is no way. Now on Game of Thrones, and there's accidentally a Starbucks in the shot. Yes, that's an accident. That's an accident. But a quote of that magnitude from Big Billy Barr, there's no way.
You'll never love Billy Barr.
More power to him. More power to him. So they're going after Big Billy Barr as a group of feckless hyenas who like journalist whatever. Journalism's dead. It's like in Star Wars when they killed all the Jedi, right? It's like Order 99. All the journalists they're all zombie people. There's a handful of good ones. You still have like your Obi-Wan Kenobis. You still have your Catherine Herridges.
They're going after her now.
Right? You still have your Cheryl Atkinsons of the world, but there's just not as many Jedi Knights as there used to be.
It's terrifying. Like,
it is.
She did that interview with Bill Barr that Chuck E. Todd selectively edited. And then her own colleagues started leaking to the Daily Beast. Yes. They're like trying to pull a Cheryl Atkinson on her. They've already relegated her to the online rather than the news. But this quote from a Democrat staffer is so telling. The problem we had with the Russia stuff and FISA stuff from day one was that people are getting two sets of news depending on what you watched, one Democratic Hill staffer said. Some Dems were willing to live with that if it was limited to Fox News, but at CBS, you're giving it the imprimatur of neutrality and that of a serious news organization.
It is...
What?
Yes, it is extremely disturbing that... Here's, and it's happening before our very eyes. You're having two sets of reality, and it's gone from politics now into our private lives, where it's like the reopening of states that we were talking about in the A block. It's like there's two sets of realities. There's the reality of fear. Don't go outside. Don't go outside. And then you have the reality that is reality. Like, no, we can open up safe and normally and not everyone's going to die. Unfortunately, it's everywhere now. And there is no, we cannot agree on a set of facts. And you listen, the FISA abuse, that's a bad thing, everybody.
It's a horrible thing.
It's a really bad thing.
There's a Fourth Amendment for a reason.
Yes, the unmasking of people and oopsie daisy, we accidentally got an American citizen in our little net here. That's bad. That's not supposed to happen. And mayhaps it's now commonplace. And oh, we unmask people all the time. It's not supposed to work that way. It was never designed to work that way. And just the idea that Jim Comey and John Brennan, who have lied and lied and lied again, and everything was done on the up and up, and no, I had no idea. And now you find out they were just lying, and there were FISA abuses. And then you have guys like Adam Schiff, who's like, I have direct evidence. I have direct evidence. And he not only did he not have direct evidence, he knew there was none.
Exactly. Oh, those transcripts that finally got here. Here's what I love. I love the fact that in the current environment, President Trump has a handful of people who literally don't care.
Yes.
Like, the media is not going to scare Bill Barr because he's just there to fix it. He's not trying to get, like, the next job. He was retired. Right?
Yeah.
Rick Grenell is not a long-term government employee, and he'll go back to his ambassador job, and he doesn't care. Devin Nunes has a huge farming operation. If he gets voted out of Congress, he's going to go back and run his business. Right? They just
yes.
don't care. And what the media has tried to do to all three of them and a few others like Jim Jordan and John Ratcliffe, they just don't care. And
that,
when you don't care, you tell the truth.
And that's how our system was designed.
I know.
That's how these people, it is so flipped that when this crazy experiment of a constitutional republic was put together, it's like, no, we'll all take turns. Good people will step forward to lead. It will not be a lifestyle. It will not be their get-rich-quick scheme. They will dedicate. They will give a few years of their lives to service this noble endeavor, and then they'll go back. And that's like, that is the wonderful, I couldn't be on the Trump train more. Because that's what he's bringing in. These people like Devin Nunes, suddenly they're a bit empowered. Grenell, suddenly he's empowered and can actually do things, which makes me, and this is like I was telling you on the break, and we might have to devote some more time to Obamagate and all this. We might dip into the C block as well, because I think it's horribly interesting, which raises the question, and this is the question I always – this is just how we operate here. So what does that mean? So they look into Trump, and I forget who said this the other day in the media, but it was great. It's like, well, they looked into Trump for 3 years, got nothing. We looked into Obama for 3 hours, and we, holy crap, you know? So what were the other Republicans doing? Listen, I really believe in that whole, you know, Ronald Reagan thing of don't go after your fellow Republican, but I'm telling you now, GOP people, the Lindsey Grahams of the world and the Mitch McConnells of the world and the other people who were like, yeah, remember it used to be like guys like Trey Gowdy who mysteriously disappeared, but like you have to be noble. Now is the time to be noble. And we have to call this stuff out once in a while. This whole thing only works if there's good people who are being noble and doing the right thing and have principles. So everybody needs to nut up. Everybody on the GOP side needs to nut up and grow a pair and be principled. Because
like
we cannot...
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul did a great job the other day. And he's another one. He's another one. Right? He's a very successful doctor. He doesn't need DC. These other people need DC. Like Adam Schiff needs DC. Mm-hmm. Chuck Schumer needs DC. And unfortunately, some people are just cut out for it. Some people are like Mitch McConnell, he can play that game. He knows it. He's been around all that good stuff. So it's good to have a guy like in there who knows it. But also, you have to have some bite to go with your bark.
Because I like this some of the new guys too.
We cannot. Oh yeah, there's some good new people. There's some good new blood. Here's what we can't risk. And I'm telling you, it's everything. You can't have unelected officials. You can't have. And I go back to that Chuck Schumer quote when he was on MSNBC. When he was doing that, he was giving that warning to Trump. He's like, boy, this intelligence community, they can get you six ways to Sunday. And it's spooky. It's really spooky. We can't have these guys. We can't have the Jim Comeys of the world. We can't have the John Brennans of the world and everyone else and the Peter Strucks and who else deciding who the leader of our nation is, deciding who our elected president is. It won't work.
I just think Bill Barr was super smart too. In one very specific way, he took all of these investigations and pushed them outside of D.C.
Yeah.
So you had a U.S. attorney in St. Louis looking into the Flynn thing. You've got Durham up in Connecticut, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think if Durham impanels a grand jury, I think he actually does it in his district. So it's not even going to be a grand jury that's D.C. based, which I think is awesome.
I think that's awesome too. And yeah. I go back and forth about when do I want all this, you know, the grand juries, when do I want all this to happen? The big part of me is like, you know,
October.
every day, like do it now. And then there's a little part of me that's like, yeah, wait till October.
Well, you know, here's the thing. POTUS was on with Maria Bartiromo. I always say her name wrong. Bartiromo.
She's like a movie star. I met her.
She's like a little Sophia Loren, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I met her at Fox News in the parking lot, like on a Saturday morning. I was
she
doing
just
Fox
go fanboy. I see Michael going fanboy.
I'm just listen. She wasn't even in full hair and makeup yet. She just came in and just like, yeah, totally throwing off that Sophia Loren vibe. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
But Trump was mad, huh?
She interviewed Trump. Oh, he is rip shit pissed. He was dropping all kinds of stuff as predictions. I don't think they're predictions. I think he knows. He knows.
I hope so. I hope so. I really do. I hope that he has like a file on his desk and he looks at and he's got a timeline and calendars and Sharpies and he's circling dates like the prom. I hope so.
I don't know. I think his rhetoric is absolutely correct. This should never happen to another president of either party. This is just wrong. It's un-American. This is not how our republic works.
100. I couldn't agree with that statement more. And anybody who knows anything about anything would agree with that. And that's what's, you know, you see these never Trumpers, you know, doing their that.
They're
just
never
so,
Republicans now.
I'm
so happy.
It's too much.
Did you see their announcement?
No. Oh, no, that they're going to have a convention.
No. Oh, and Justin Amash dropped out too. No, they like made this declaration that we're not never Trump anymore. We're actually never Republican. And it's like, good, because we were never going to take you back.
Right. Because you were always alone.
Exactly.
I want to just on the the Obamagate of it all, because it's one of those things that I just don't want to forget to say. Because one of the things that I like to do is help people win on Facebook. It used to be like win at cocktail parties and win discussions. Never, ever forget, everybody, that there used to be a guy named General James Cartwright. General James Cartwright, who lied to the FBI back in the Obama administration. And Obama pardoned him. He had no problem pardoning him. And the media had no problem with it either. They're like, nope. Yeah, whatever. Just like that, they didn't have a problem with the Ebola. They didn't have a problem with SARS. They didn't have a problem. There's no such thing as a pandemic.
Ebola, like,
when there's
melted
a liberal.
People.
Oh, that was scarifying. That was scarifying. Did I just invent a new word? It was really scary and terrifying.
But, and so you have General Cartwright, but here's some questions you can ask your liberal friends. So General Flynn had a call with the Russian ambassador on the 23rd of December of 2016. Mm-hmm. And on that call, they discussed a UN resolution condemning Israel. And General Flynn asked the ambassador to please hold that vote until the incoming administration was there. They didn't, but nobody ever mentions that call or says it was improper for him to do that.
There's so much murkiness. I try to follow it, but literally it is like a catch 22 mind loop, flipping Rubik's cube, where it's like, the FBI got Flynn to lie, and he was lying. And what was he lying about? He was lying about a meeting he had with the Russian ambassador, or was it a phone call with the Russian ambassador? And why would he even lie? But, like, he's the head of the national security. He's in the Trump administration. Of course he's talking to ambassadors from all over the place. Why is that even suspicious? And it just goes on and on. And then why did he cop a plea? And what did his son do? And, like, why? It's we're going to have to spend some more time on this one. We're going to have
devote. And the other thing you can ask your liberal friends is, why was he first unmasked on November 30th? The call with the Russian ambassador didn't happen until December 29th.
Well, if he was unmasked on the 30th and the call was on the 29th
November 30th.
Almost a month prior. Yeah, I don't trust anybody. I don't trust nobody no more. Okay, we went long on that one. We're going to talk a little bit more Obamagate and protecting this republic that we love.
Protect the precious.
We got to talk a little bit about Fred Willard. We got to say goodbye to Fred Willard. We got to say hello to Timothy Oliphant. In Mandalorian, we got I might have to rail on the GOP a little bit more. I don't know why. I'm past the tease. At the tease, I just remembered something else. So come right back. We'll be here.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
Chin up, America. Buck up. It's your optimistic pals at the Loftus Party. We're still here. Okay. We're getting into some stuff that we have to give some time to. Some things that I don't want to forget about. And I don't want to continue on without dedicating a little bit of time to the completely predictable and totally disgusting moves by the Democrats, this Heroes Act from Nancy Pelosi. And I think that we need to be even louder about our disgust. Is it predictable? Is it predictable? Yes. That Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat-run House would go, hey, we've got a bill. Here's we want to spend $3 trillion on this and then just load it up with everything. Load it up with everything. Slap some bullshit patriotic-sounding name on it.
Right.
Like the Heroes Act. Like, don't you love heroes?
Rick Scott, senator from Florida.
Yes.
Summed it up. The thing about this bill that just cannot pass. It cannot happen. I left New York so I didn't have to pay their disgusting tax rates.
Yeah.
Okay. I live in Georgia. I will be damned if my federal tax dollars are going to go to pay off Cuomo's debt.
Yeah.
From having been mismanaged for years. Same in Illinois. Same in California.
This is how you
need
learn.
To run your own freaking austerity program. You're not taking money out of my pocket. I left all three of you. I lived in all three of those states, and I left them all because they're terrible.
And the only way they're going to learn is if, like, the citizens see it. It has to get so bad the citizens can see it. It's like
There's a 300% increase in homeless tents in San Francisco.
Well, in California, they're waking up. California, that District 25, dude. They have to be shitting bricks. And that dude was ready to ballot harvest, too. He's like, I had no idea. I had no idea. He was like, yep, if I win big, we also have to be prepared. So Democrats played this. They were like, oh, we're going to play this little game called ballot harvesting, which used to be called how many votes do I need to come up with so I can win?
Yeah.
and this guy was ready to play that, too. So
go collect ballots from people who hadn't voted, like absentee ballots.
Right. Knock on a bunch of Republican doors. Hey, you guys, you want to vote? Did you forget to vote? Well, I'm here. If you forgot to vote for me,
forgot to vote.
But yeah, it's got to get bad enough that the people get upset, and that's what's happening. Like, we can't use federal dollars. We're not going to save you, Illinois. I'm sorry, you guys. No. You voted. You had this leadership, and it's bad now. It's like a kid.
It's going to get worse, and I'm not paying for it.
Right? I'll help you with hospitals. You guys need hospitals? Yeah, we'll hook you up. We'll send Samaritan's Purse and a Navy ship. But if you're talking about your roads, no. I'm
talking about your pensions that you've been robbing for years. Oh my God.
Mitch McConnell and the boys need to nut up and just shut this thing down. I don't even want to hear them going, well, we're considering measures from them. There are some interesting things here. They need to openly mock this.
Because
dead on arrival is great. That's a good start. I would go a little bit farther with it. It is the equivalent to looting. You are looting. They're looters. If this is a global pandemic, like they say, if it is certain death, as they say, and we can't leave our houses, as they say, then why are we talking about the roads? We got to talk about food. How do people eat? Anything else is a waste of time. Food, medicine, shelter, that's it.
Well, Senator John Kennedy, that funny one from Louisiana who always has a turn of phrase.
I guess he was
on with Maria this morning and said that the increasingly addled Speaker Pelosi must have a serious case of cranial rectal inversion.
He is. a wonderful example of, like, I love him. He's such a character.
He is. He is Louis Gohmert. God.
I say this with nothing but love in my heart. But I wish that they were still doing, like, those Looney Tune cartoons.
Right.
Because he would be a great one. The problem with Nancy Pelosi. Now, listen, Sean. Thank you. I love his cadence. I love how he takes his time, and he always has an interesting turn of phrase. He's just a great character. He's a great character. And now that his hair is getting longer, he looks a little crazy. It's good. It's awesome. It's fantastic.
And that's why, like, Rand Paul's all kinds of shaggy. Bearded Rand Paul, kind of weird. And he's got all these curls popping up on top.
You're loving it.
He took Dr. Fauci apart, and people, like, forgot he was a doctor.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Like, but listen,
who's
you guys?
Rand Paul to talk to him that way? Another physician?
It's CNN has, like no dignity. Right now, it's like you can see a girl doing, like, the walk of shame and like, okay, she just had a one night stand and she's walking back to her car. Then there's like the Vegas walk of shame where like her heels swinging. Broken. No. There's makeup down the side of her face. She's still drunk from the night before. Purse strap is broken. She's carrying one shoe, limping with the other. Her knees are all cut up. It's just, you're just like, what happened? That's CNN. When they're like, why Rand Paul? The audacity of Rand Paul. And then a couple nights later, they got Greta Thunberg on talk about it. That's like, come on. That's you have no dignity. You have no dignity.
None.
See it. And
they put Brian Stelter on TV. Of course they have no dignity.
Oh, that guy.
That guy. And then Tater Tot, Oliver Darcy, puts out a tweet the other day. Neither Dr. Birx, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Adams, the Surgeon General, or Dr. Hahn, head of the CDC, has had media appearances in the last 4 days. I'm like, they have to be invited, you dummy.
Yeah.
Like, you don't just show up at the CNN studio and say, let me on TV. Like, if you want to hear from these people, invite them on your shows.
It is, it's sad and horrible, and they are worthy of our scorn. And I can't say enough bad things about Nancy Pelosi and any Democrat who supports this Heroes Act. It's just, listen, I know the motto is never let a crisis go to waste, but good Lord, well, now, good
little,
Lord.
Her little justice Democrats like Jayapal from California, right? I mean, I said it's not good enough. We need to make people whole on salaries up to $90,000 a year.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's patently insane.
You know, I don't want the Heroes Act. I don't want another spending bill. If you want to expand the Payroll Protection Act and put a little more money into that, that's already been established, I'm okay with that. If we need to give some money, especially to hospitals in rural areas that did what they were told and are now having financial issues, let's do that. That would be okay. You know, we've already got the unemployment enhancement that's going to go on through July. I mean, No more. And when you find out that tucked into this bill is a repeal of something else to benefit Blue State, which is the salt cap, right? Remember, like, now you can only deduct your state taxes up to, like, $10,000 in the tax relief bill?
Mm-hmm.
The Heroes Act repeals that. So, again, red states can subsidize blue states. That's what that does. And then what was the other one? Oh, for that Payroll Protection Act, lobbying firms can now apply for it.
Oh, it's a laundry list of disgust.
It's a payout for you. It's like Oprah Winfrey. Nancy Pelosi to Democratic constituencies. Here's a car for you and a car for you and a car for, I mean, just, oh my God.
And it might be interesting, and it might be even worth, like, it might even be an entertaining notion if any of these policies had ever worked. I'm asking, like, what is the big, and I, like, the Democrat, what is the idea? Like, what are you going for? What do you want beyond a one world government?
Stuff. As much free stuff as they can possibly manage.
It's just,
Here's the only two things I really want to hear about going into the next election.
Rand Paul, his what is hair.
What is your plan for the economy? What specific things are you going to do to fire this bad boy back up? And what are you going to do about China? Those are the only two things that matter. And you know how I know that? Because there was this interesting poll of swing states where the vote was within 8% in 2016. Guess who's winning beyond the margin of error?
Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Well,
they trust Donald Trump. Voters, registered voters trust Donald Trump at 54% on the economy and Joe Biden at like 42. And overall, it was 52 to 45 or 46, I think, in the total population of those states that was polled. And that exceeds the margin of error. It's not even close.
It is... It needs to be bigger. I want it to be bigger because putting Joe Biden in charge of anything right now is terrifying. The guy, he can't do Zoom. He can't do Skype.
I know.
How's he gonna run anything? Like, put him on the porch. Put him on the porch. He can talk about old pictures with Corn Pop, and he can tell you stories from the good old days. But
You know why I think it is bigger? Because Trump voters are not likely voters, and there's an awful lot of new registered voters.
Yeah.
So those people don't get polled.
Yeah. Maybe. The other question, this is the other one that is like, I find it's been weeks now, and weeks and weeks and weeks, and I feel very lonely, but like, what are we going to do about China? Just like take away all of the manufacturing jobs and the, you know, intellectual property. They let a pandemic loose.
Yes.
What are we going to do?
Created as a bioweapon, it became one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I heard that's super interesting is Trump wants them to look at the stock exchange rules. Because for some reason, Chinese companies are exempt from the same disclosures that are covered under, like, Sarbanes-Oxley and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants Chinese companies to become required to do all the same kind of reporting and audits that every other company from every other country is required to do to be on our stock exchange. That would be a huge hit to them, and they might actually have to come off the exchange.
Yeah, and when you have we'll call it an oopsie daisy Wuhan flu, and then you let people leave Wuhan and fly internationally, but you don't let them around China. When you have a big whoopsie daisy like that, I think you can expect a little bit of blowback from the international community, right? And we've had zero. Like, it's. If this were to happen back in the 19, you had to think that back in 1918, people were thinking that the Spanish flu was some kind of biological weapon and who was responsible. But like, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be upset with China. How can they assure us, and how can they prove to the rest of the international community that this won't be happening again? You don't get another one of these. I'm not going to stand around and cry over spilled milk. But listen, if you can't be trusted with milk, I'm not going to let you go to the grocery store.
I've actually heard it floated that they'll leave the travel restrictions in place until China allows international oversight of their labs.
Well, that's a wonderful start. That's a wonderful start. But they don't get to do this again. They don't get And listen, I can't believe anybody would think that Joe Biden is going to be tough on China. My God, they might cut off Hunter. They might not let Hunter continue his wonderful run there. Okay, we said goodbye to Fred Willard. Unfortunately, I've had a lot of run-ins with some Hollywood types, some celebrity types. Maybe I'll tell some stories of that as we go on this journey of the podcast. I never got a chance to meet Fred Willard, and that really bummed me out. Fred Willard, and I say this with nothing but love in my heart, was kind of a one-trick pony. But the trick was just so awesome. The trick was so awesome, it never got old. Do you remember? You remember I Dream of Jeannie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was the I think it was Major McFeely or whatever. He lived next door, and he'd always come in. Hey there, hi, you know. And he also played the neighbor on Bob Newhart. Hi, Bob. Mm-hmm. He just had that same. He had this way of being completely sincere, completely innocent, and huge things would just fly right over his head, and he would. And Fred Willard had that in spades.
Mm-hmm.
It just wonderfully. Just one. I tweeted this out when they announced his passing the other day, but like I it's the amazing part of it. Like everything he was in, he was great. That one trick from Best in Show and all of those movies to Everybody Loves Raymond. But for the younger people out there, and I saw this show when it was on in reruns. There was a television show a million years ago, you guys, and they used to show it in reruns, and that's where I saw it. It was called Fernwood Tonight, and it was based on this mythological, this little tiny little town called Fernwood, Ohio. And Fernwood, Ohio had I got to go back and look at them. I would see these like right after I got out of high school. The local station in Columbus would play them. So Fernwood, Ohio had like a talk show, like the Tonight Show was called Fernwood Tonight. And Martin Mull, I can't remember the name of his character. He was like the Johnny Carson of the show. And then Fred Willard was his right-hand man, was his sidekick. And the guests on the show were all like local people from Fernwood. And they would... just the funniest, one of the funniest shows ever, 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 ever. And if you want to see, if you liked Fred Willard in anything you've ever seen him in, you owe it to yourself to find Fernwood Tonight. And wow, just hilariously funny. Please tell me you've seen Fernwood Tonight.
I have not.
Oh, you're in for a treat. You're in for a treat. Just so funny. So, 86 years old, never, every scene he was in, he was fantastic. I can't think of a lot of other performers that can say that were just fantastic in every scene. Every time the guy was on camera, was just great. We have other good news, in the casting front. From Hollywood still rolls on. Hollywood is still rolling. Timothy Oliphant, who is in one of my favorite shows ever, ever, ever. He was on the show Deadwood with Ian McShane on HBO. It was just a brilliant show. And unfortunately, the showrunner had issues and they never did a season three, blah, 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 blah. Timothy Oliphant was also in this, was in Justified with a dude by the name of Nick Searcy, who's a friend of this show. He just, Timothy just joined the cast of The Mandalorian Season 2. I don't know who he's going to be. I don't know what he's going to play, but if you're looking for, like, it is, it's like a spaghetti western in outer space. That's the whole vibe of The Mandalorian. It's the man with no name. It's Clint Eastwood. Why does he wear the mask? But he's a great bounty hunter, assassin guy. I don't know who Timothy Oliphant's going to play, but he fits that vibe of that, like, spaghetti western, rough and tumble sheriff. Just, I was very stoked to hear about that. We also have some news coming to the website. We're going to be devoting more time to the video games. When I was originally, you know, Gimlet, when we were first starting this thing, you know, it's going to be politics, it's going to be pop culture, it's going to be video games, it's going to be good-looking people and great booze and all that other stuff. The video game department has been lacking. That came to my attention when I saw the Epic Unreal Engine, their software that they do these video games on. If you haven't seen it, it's up at theloftusparty.com, the new Unreal Engine. And just the look of video games and the photorealism, it's just, we are in exciting times when it comes to that stuff. And then I have to give another shout out before we wrap up the show to, I think it was the Game of the Year 2 years ago, which was Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. I've been playing that just as a little relaxation. Just started a new game and have just been running around Hyrule as Link and getting... And it's just... That game is fantastic. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. And if you haven't played it yet, grab it. Get yourself a Nintendo Switch. Kick back. Give yourself like an hour. I give myself like an hour and a half on the weekends. I find myself looking forward to Saturday nights. I'm like, I'm just going to go and have an adventure and climb mountains and kill bad guys. And it's so much fun. So we're going to be devoting some more energy to video games. And, oh my gosh, I'm going long. There's so much
new long. Stuff.
Stay long.
Way long.
We have to... I'll write an article about it. The new store on Teespring. There's a new store on Teespring. It's the Loftus Party store. And it is my... Later on this week, I think what we're going to do is... I want to do a special T-shirt. Now that we've figured out the Teespring of it all. I want to do a special T-shirt and maybe raise some money for some food banks. Because that's it's about keeping people fed at this point. Until we all get fired up. So have a great week. Everyone, may the force be with you. Gimlet, how's the rest of your day looking?
Sunny,
you lucky. It's a gorgeous day here too. I gotta get out in it. I don't know if the beaches are open yet in New York, but you might be talking to a trespasser. Have a good one, you guys. We will talk to you next time.